Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into our duds. Sophie, you're the product strategist in my life, so I've got to ask, why do so many products just fail?
Hi there, Sam. Great to be here. And that's exactly the question Dutt tackles head-on. He says we're not failing because we're moving too slow, but because we're moving in the wrong direction. We're obsessed with building fast, but we've forgotten why we're building in the first place.
So it's not about execution, it's about vision. That's a bold claim. I mean, we hear all the time that ideas are cheap. Execution is everything.
Right? And Dutt would say that's like polishing a bicycle when you meant to build a car. He calls his fix radical product thinking, and the whole thing starts with a crystal clear vision. Not a mission statement, but a vivid picture of a world your product has changed.
Okay, give me an example. Because make the world better doesn't really cut it.
Exactly. So instead of, we want to revolutionize healthcare, the vision might be a world where a patient in a remote village gets a diagnosis from the best specialist in 5 minutes for the cost of a coffee. That's specific. It's emotional. It's your North Star.
A North Star that actually guides decisions. So if a feature doesn't move you toward that vision, you don't build it. That's a hard no.
And that's the discipline part. Once you have that vision, you diagnose the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Dutt calls it a product diagnosis, and it's not just guessing. You use something like the 5 whys to dig into the user's real pain.
So you're not just asking what people are doing, but why they're doing it, and what story they tell themselves about their struggle. That's deep.
Yes.
Then you define your strategy, which isn't a roadmap of features. It's a set of critical moves that will bridge that gap. Dutt calls it a strategic bet. It's a hypothesis about the one high-leverage thing that will move the needle.
So instead of doing 100 things, you focus on 1 or 2 bold moves. That's like saying no to 1,000 good ideas, so you can say yes to 1 great one.
And that's where the lean startup loop falls short. Build, measure, learn is great for optimizing a known path, but it's terrible for choosing the right path. Dutt replaces it with diagnose, define, and execute.
And to test your bet, you don't build a minimum viable product. You build a minimum viable move. The smallest experiment that can validate your hypothesis. Maybe a prototype or a fake door test.
You're not building a product. You're testing a strategy. And then you iterate radically, which means you're always guided by your North Star. You're not just making things better in a vague sense.
And you're measuring what actually matters. Not vanity metrics like total users, but actionable metrics tied to your bet. Like the percentage of users who complete a key action in the first week.
Right.
But here's the kicker. Dutt says you can't build a radical product with a traditional top-down culture. You need radical transparency and psychological safety so everyone feels safe to challenge and admit when they're wrong.
So the leader isn't a commander, but a vision guardian. The keeper of a North Star, making sure every decision aligns with the vision.
Exactly. And that's how you scale without losing your soul. Dutt calls it vision cascading. You translate the big vision into concrete goals for every team, so everyone's making decisions based on the same principles.
And that also helps you avoid the trap of feature creep. Because a radical product isn't a Swiss Army knife. It's a scalpel. You have to strategically subtract features that don't serve the vision, even if they're popular.
That's so hard, especially when customers are asking for more. But Dutt argues that's the only way to keep the product powerful and clear as it grows.
So what about pivoting? In startup land, a pivot can feel like a failure, but Dutt reframes it as a strategic necessity.
Yes.
You keep your North Star fixed, but you change your strategy if the data says your bet was wrong. You go back to diagnosis and define a new bet. It's not a random change. It's based on learning.
I love that. It's so much more honest than just pivoting because you're bored or scared.
Exactly. And Dutt wraps up by saying we need this now more than ever. The world's problems, from climate change to inequality, need radical solutions, not incremental tweaks. We have to ask not just, how do we build this faster, but what world do we want to live in?
and build a product that makes that world real. Clarity of purpose is the most powerful force. That's the takeaway for me. Stop polishing the bicycle and start building the car.
And if you want to go deeper on this or explore thousands of other ideas, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, is a reminder that the most powerful thing you can build is a clear vision, then have the discipline to follow it. We'll see you in the next one.